Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Lee Stollard is here, too. Michael is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're going to celebrate his 10th anniversary this year, and we couldn't do without him and his wisdom and all the great perspectives he brings us on how to do a better job of working with our teams, finding them and nurturing them and helping them grow as leaders and to be happy in the process. Mike's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, also Connection Culture, among other things. He's a very prolific writer on these topics, and he's our good friend Mike. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Let's have a good 2017 together. What do you think?
I'm optimistic about it.
I am too. I'm very optimistic. But we have another topic to talk about, and I was telling the audience before you got here how you've helped us over the years to nurture and to cultivate engaged employees and team members and help everyone to have a better experience on the job. And sometimes, though, things slip up on us while we're so engaged and so focused and so successful sometimes. This thing called burnout slips up on us, doesn't it?
Well, I think sometimes we can get too ambitious in terms of trying to accomplish too much, mm-hmm. and not having sufficient focus. And the risk is that we burn out our employees and burn ourselves out. And there's a distinct pattern, which is you start to feel exhausted first. And then
right.
It never ends, and then kind of a detachment, depersonalization sets in, and kind of a creeping mm-hmm. pessimism.
Going through the motions. Can I say what I think causes burnout in employees in
yeah,
a small business?
I'd love to hear it.
And I really believe this, and I've been guilty of creating this to some degree, I think, over the years. When we have really good people working with us and they show up like we show up, and they take leadership positions, and they assume leadership. I mean, they demonstrate leadership. They're engaged, but it's our business, and we think because they're doing all the things they're doing that they're just as in love with this thing as we are. And sometimes we don't realize that we can actually push them farther. That our burnout is going to take longer than their burnout, so they're going to burn out before us. I think we miss that sometimes. We don't realize that, yes, they love this company and they love working here, but they got other things that are going on in their lives that maybe this isn't as big a deal to them as it is to us. What do you think?
I think that's true, and I think what you find is that the people who are the most prone to burnout care the most about the business. That's one thing you'll
yeah.
consistently see. So they're all in. The problem is they just don't have sufficient balance. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
they're putting out so much that they're not recharging.
And sometimes they don't realize
how to do that.
Well, see, you and I know that it's always going to be ours. We own the stock, you know, so to speak, and that's the way it is with most companies. And at some point in time, they're going to say, well, you know, I've been putting all this into this thing, and I love my boss, but, you know, what's the residual for me? And I think that causes some burnout sometimes. And it slips up on them.
It
slips up on them. So what do we do about it?
Well, what I advise is three things. Number one, we need to connect with ourselves. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Now, we all know about the importance of sleep, exercise, and diet. And if we ignore that too long, you know, our doctor starts to talk to us about it. And I've had that happen, so I've had to deal with that personally. And then also just taking time for reflection, you know, reflection about where we're going with our business, with our personal lives, prayer, meditation, things like that really help calm the nervous system and protect us from burnout. So that's
mm-hmm.
step one. And it's hard to give to other people what we don't have. So if we don't connect with ourselves, it's harder for us to connect with others in our team. So That's step one. The second step is taking time to connect with others outside of work. And that's family, friends, for example. And, you know, there were years where I didn't do that at all. My work squeezed out all time for any friends. I didn't have any time for friends anymore. And then there were times it squeezed out time for family. And I started not feeling well. And what I didn't realize, I was lonely. But I didn't realize that was even a risk.
Well, see, what you do is you justify what you're doing because it's for the family.
Yeah, and I was motivated. You know, I loved what I was doing, and I was working hard. I think the season it was toughest on me, I was working on a merger that was really tough to get the two cultures to work together.
Right.
And one was on the East Coast, one was on the West Coast, and it just sucked. But, you know, I gave it my very best, about all my waking hours for a year. And it was really having a negative effect on me. Mm-hmm. So I learned the hard way that it's important to maintain those relationships. And time, you know, what I do now is I try to take at least one day off a week. And that's where I'm getting away. I'm doing things that recharge me. That's my standard. Mm-hmm. At least one day a week I can afford to invest in doing things that recharge my batteries. And then the last thing is taking time to connect at work. And that helps us become more resilient ourselves, but also our team. And there are a lot of ways to do that. And in fact, I noticed on the Brain Trust page that you have set up for me, there's a link to 100 Ways to Connect, and that's a free ebook that has a lot of ways to connect at books. I'd really encourage your listeners to go download that. It's a free resource that'll really help your team.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and I'll tell you, when you're a lot of small business owners have a hard time with that time off thing for a number of reasons. Some of it's practical, the cash flow has to be dealt with every day in a lot of businesses, especially in the early stages. And so that's something that they have a hard time with. But Mike's right. If you can do that, and I'll tell you something else. If you have employees that you think might be burned out, helping them with that, giving them some time off can make a difference too, can it?
Yeah. And just making, you know, having a conversation with them to see, you know, are they doing these things? Because we all need that time for ourselves outside of work. And like I said, my standard is at least one day a week. And what I tend to do is just do things with my wife, I have about 10 good friends I meet with regularly. We're part of a men's Bible study.
Just step away from the business a little bit.
Boy, it just recharges my
mind. There is a whole world out there, folks, outside of your business. I know sometimes we get caught up in it. Michael, I need your website quickly, please.
MichaelLeeStollar.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. 20 after. Right back with Mike. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.